Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. The beginning of this Mishnah forms the basis of the very first Mishnah in our Perek, which we discussed when you have shutvim, when you have partners in a chatzer. Under what circumstance can one party say, I want to divide the chatzer, and under what circumstance they can't? The Mishnah says, Ein cholkin es ha-chatzer. One party can't force the other party in a courtyard to divide it up. Ad shehei arba amos lazeh v'arba amos lazeh. Until each one of them has a space of 4 amos. It would have 8 amos. Now, the Gemara explains that this is besides 4 amos that they would have in front of the doorway to their house. So that would be actually, each one would have to actually have 8 amos. Now, furthermore, v'lo es hasadeh, one party can't force the other one to divide a field, ad shehei ba tisha kabin lazeh, v'tisha kabin lazeh, unless there's enough space to plant 9 kav for this party and 9 kav of seed for the other party. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, ad shehei ba tisha schatzoi kabin lazeh, v'tisha schatzoi kabin lazeh, unless each party has enough space for 9 half kav for each one of them. Now, the Gemara explains it's not that they had really a difference of opinion per se, but rather in Rabbi Yehuda's area, he had very fertile soil and he was able to produce in that soil twice the amount that the Tanakhama could produce in his area. That's why he had only 50% of the same space, and therefore it has really the same value. Voloas Hagina, you can't divide up, be forced to divide up a garden, ad shehei chatzi kav lazeh v'chatzi kav lazeh, until you have 1/2 kav of seed can be planted in this half of the garden and chatzi kav in the other half of the garden. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, beis rova. He actually says, no, not 1/2 kav for each one, but even just 1/4 kav for each one. Furthermore, when you talk about buildings, v'loas hatraklin, v'loas hamoran, neither a traklin, which is a large hall, nor a palace, v'loas ha-shovach, or a dovecote, which is a place where they keep birds, v'loas ha-talis, and not a talis, a garment, v'loas ha-merchatz, and not a bathhouse, v'loas beis habad, or an olive press. Any of these items, you cannot be forced to divide them up, ad shehi bohen k'dei lozeh u'k'dei lozeh, unless there's enough for each party to utilize and still be considered that item, unless it's still considered to be a shovach, it's still considered to be a traklin, it's still considered to be a talis or a merchatz or a beis habad. If it's still able to be considered that after it's divided up, then one party can force the other party to divide. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol sheicholek, anything that you could divide up, ushmo olav, it will still have that status of that name, then cholkin, then you can divide it up or force them to divide it up, vimlav. And if not, then you cannot, one party cannot force the other to divide. Amosai, when is this so? Bizman she'en shenehem rotzim. That's when both parties don't agree. They both don't consent. One parties can force the other party. Avol bizman she'shenehem rotzim. However, if both parties consent or are interested in doing it, afilu b'pachas mikan yachloku, even if it's smaller than any of these shiurim, any of these sizes that we gave, they could divide up. It's two consenting people, they can decide to divide up even something very small. However, the Mishnah concludes, v'chisvei ha-kodesh. However, if it is writings of Tanakh, afal pi sheshneihem rotzim, even if both parties want, lo yachloku, they shouldn't divide it up. Now, this actually is only referring to if you have the Kisvei HaKodesh, that they are all together in one scroll. So we say it's not appropriate to divide them up and to cut them up in half or in different pieces. That would not be appropriate. However, if they are each in their own separate volume, they're each in their own separate scroll, then it's okay for the parties to divide it up.